welcome to Decom Divas with Jana, and I have a very special, very nostalgic guest. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for being on. I'm really excited. I thought of you to be on this show because I know how much you also loved like Lizzie McGuire and Hilary Duff and Disney Channel, which is kind of exactly why I did this podcast, because those three things are like my trifecta. But yeah, you love those things, yeah?
I do. Yeah, I did. It's different watching them now as an adult with a new lens. But
yes,
I definitely, I mean, we knew each other when these things were in real
life. Oh, yeah. How long have we known each other?
I was thinking about that. Like, I don't remember meeting you.
Yeah, I don't remember meeting you either. Yeah. I think we, I like had seen you around because we went to the same elementary school. And I'd seen you around, but we did cheerleading. Like, I think we were in fourth grade because we're the same year. And then I got to know you through that. We did cheer for 2 years, which was, what was that experience like for you? That was kind of like very up and down for me.
Well, it was like very up and down for me, but I don't think I realized it until I was out of it.
Yeah.
And you and I mean, we carpooled together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot about
like,
that.
So much of our time together was spent carpooling and like being weird in the car.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because cheer was such a huge commitment. Like,
it was.
We were doing competitive cheerleading, which was like, I think we had practice 5 times a week.
Yeah. It was a lot. Yes.
So it was a strange place to be in. I think we were like 10 through 12.
Yeah. Yeah. Old.
Mm-hmm. Like that time of our lives. And I think towards the latter part of it, you know, becoming a preteen and you're like going through these changes of who am I? And like, I care about what other people think of me all of a sudden. And like, I have an image of my body and other people do. And like, I don't think that cheer was a place for me to like feel happy about those things.
I forget. I could go on and on about how cheer has like, I feel like people don't understand it until they're in it, is how much like beauty and like being skinny and like being tiny and like, because like the people who are the smallest get rewarded because they get to be the flyers. Mm-hmm. They get to be, oh my God, now that I think about it, it's very supremacist.
Yeah. Well, we were the flyers.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. We were both very thin and small. Yeah. And I remember like other girls who weren't like were my bases. Like,
yeah.
Bullying me almost in a way, like trying to make me feel bad for being like, because they want, really they were dealing, projecting their own like insecurities onto me and being like, oh, you're so heavy, you've gained weight. And it's like, I'm literally,
they said that to you,
5 pounds.
Oh, like, my God. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I didn't know they were so mean to you. Oh my God.
I it wasn't all of them. I had one mean base, and you know what, I think she was going through it.
Yeah.
So I hope she's healed. But also the moms, like the cheer moms were very, the worst.
Yeah. The honestly. World. Yes. Yeah. Very negative environment. Like the more I think about it, and I like definitely like made me like very conscious of my body. Like, and oh God, it's so like, do you, when you're in it, don't you think it like really sexualizes girls from like a really young age?
Yeah, because it's like, you don't think, like, I had no idea I was being sexualized as a girl, and I had no idea women were sexualized, and then all of a sudden, like, you're dancing and you're on stage, and, like, some people have a problem with it, and some people, like, you know, usually men are, like, or dads are, like, that's inappropriate, and it's like, well, why is it inappropriate, and then they have to explain to you, because men sexualize girls and women, and it's like, well, why? And I don't know. I just think that, I would agree. Yeah, it did sexualize us as girls, but like, I didn't feel sexualized during it. Did you?
I remember being uncomfortable when we had to be around the football players. Cause I was like a really awkward person, but also like, I remember our dances weren't like super sexual, but at times they were like hinting at it. And I was like 10 years old, which is pretty inappropriate. Right. And like, I don't know. And our skirts were very short, and like some, ours wasn't, but some teams had like crop top, like uniforms and stuff like that. And so I kind of felt like uncomfortable around, the boys, especially when I had to do like somewhat seductive dances. Yeah.
I already felt that way. Yeah. I feel like if I had, I was really late bloomer in general, like in terms of my body and just my overall emotional maturity too. And I feel like if I had been a young girl who had like boobs or or anything, like I probably would have felt more sexualized. And I'm sure there were girls on our team who did.
Yeah, for sure. I did notice that too. Cause I think I felt kind of insecure about being like a late bloomer, especially when I was in like middle school. But like in some ways I'm pretty grateful, because I think it would have been way worse, like
but I was glad that thinking back, like we were friends during it, because we were both very weird. Silly. And I remember the coaches like not liking that. Like, they did not like that we would goof off and like make other girls laugh and like make jokes, but like my moves were on point. Like I knew. So why were you mad at me? Like I was trying to have fun. Like I hated that part the most, I think, looking back, is a feeling like the adults were trying to like mold me into someone I wasn't, or like shame me for being like silly.
Yeah. It's not a sport that, I don't know, it's very like straight laced, even though it's supposed to be like very positive, very cheery. Like I think they like favor a certain type of girl, and it wasn't us, but it is what it is.
But that's fine, we found that out about ourselves.
Did you like, had you, did you have any interest in doing it in high school or no?
No, I didn't. I mean, I think there is always a part of me that was like, it does look fun, and romanticized it in my head. Like, you know, being, wearing the uniforms and being cool and like being a part of a team, right? I think when it came down to it, I was like, I don't think it would actually be fun.
Same here. It's like, I'm like, well, like a high school cheerleader, like what a cliche. But like in a way I was like, but no, I don't, I'm really glad I didn't do it. I think that would have been too much.
How do people react when you tell them that you were a cheerleader?
They're like, oh yeah, of course. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, oh, cause you're like really perky. You're really positive. And I'm like, well, like, I'm always like, to clarify, I was not a high school cheerleader, because that puts like, that's a different thing. That means I was popular. No, like I'm like, when I was in elementary school, but yeah, people are not surprised. But, and then I'm like, and I was like the girl they threw up in the air, and they're also not surprised because I'm still like short. But yeah, what do people react when you say you were?
Oh, they can't believe it.
Really?
Like, yeah. They're like, oh my God, what? And I'm like, yeah, in elementary school, like, and I think they too think it's like, they have a misconception based on movies and shows of like high school cheerleading. I'm like, no, this is like ultra competitive, like cheerleading.
Okay. So Christy, where are you from? I don't need to ask this because we're from the same exact place, but tell the listeners, where are you from?
We are from the charming town of Elk Grove, California.
Hell yeah.
We are from like a rural part of a suburb of Sacramento.
Yes. I think it's like the biggest suburb of Sacramento. Yeah, nobody knows what it is. If they do not live in Northern California. Did you enjoy growing up there? What's your opinion? Because I really didn't.
I did. Like, I enjoyed growing up on 5 acres and like having the freedom that came with that to play outside. And you know, I had a childhood where I was free to like explore a lot of hobbies, like cheerleading and basketball. And like, I think we both played guitar at one point.
Oh yeah. I can't really remember. I played it for many years and yet I suck at it. Yeah. But
I played it for a very little, and we did theater. And so, I don't know. I think I could have, if I had those same circumstances of growing up, like in a different town, like I still would have been happy. Like for me, like when I think of my childhood, it's not so much like the town we grew up in. It's just the way it all went down for me.
I think that especially when I was in high school, I was very bitter about it just because I wasn't super interested in like living on a farm, and we kind of did like low key farm. But like, and then I was like very resentful of like Sacramento in general. And like when I left, when I moved to Southern California, I realized like, there's a lot of stuff that people who grow up here like really miss out on. And like, mm-hmm. and I love Sacramento now, like, because my parents have moved to the city kind of. And like, I've like, oh my God, it's so cool. Like sometimes I wish I would have grown up in Sacramento itself, like instead of Elk Grove. But honestly, like I think Elk Grove made me who I am. Like it made me appreciate things in a way that I don't think I would have if I grew up in like a more urban environment. But yeah. Sure.
Okay, so yeah, what kind of things were you, not just Disney Channel, but like shows, movies, music, fashion, whatever, were you into in the late 90s and early 2000s?
So many things.
Yeah.
I have an older sister who is like 3.5 years older than me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so a lot of like her interests influenced my interests in the early 2000s because yeah. she had access to like all of the cooler, like older kids stuff.
Yeah.
So I loved pop music.
Yeah.
Britney Spears was definitely like a gateway into that. And yeah. like that was one of the first things that made me like first forms of media like I consumed that made me feel like so energized and like a safe space for me to just like dance and be myself and have fun. And I still feel that way today. And
yeah.
I love the early 2000s pop music for that reason, both yeah. the nostalgia, and it's also just good.
I agree. Like I hope fun. I'm objectively, I think it's amazing. Like yes. it's just fun and pretty uplifting. And like, I don't know. I love it. I love Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys and sing Christina yeah. Aguilera. Yeah.
I loved all the boy bands too. Yeah. I loved Disney Channel.
Yeah.
The Disney movies, you know, just the regular ones that weren't on TV.
Yeah.
Cheetah Girls was a game changer. Like,
yes!
I don't think people understand how much yeah. that changed our lives. Sometimes I get TikToks on my For You page where it's yeah. like people, you know, our age who are saying like they're recreating like we're at recess and you're this Cheetah Girl and I'm Raven and like all these things. And it's yeah. like that's what we did. We would go to the soccer field and yeah. we would dance and we would assign who was who and we would dance poorly in the mud.
Oh my God, this is bringing back so many I sang so much Cheetah Girls and like High School Musical and like the musicals from Disney Channel. Yeah, I did so much dance. Oh my God, such good times. Who was your favorite Cheetah Girl? Like, who did you resonate with most?
No, I think as a kid I liked Dorinda because mm-hmm. she looked like me.
Yeah.
She was a blonde white girl and mm-hmm. I was self-centered in that way. I couldn't see beyond that because yeah. of my own biases. But now I love them all, but like they're all so funny. Like the way Raven like puts up with no shit is like yeah. so funny to me now. And like
yes.
Aqua is funny to me too. She like brings her hot sauce. Like,
yeah, she's the original got hot sauce in my bag.
Chanel is, I like Chanel too because she really like gave it to her mom. She was like, yeah. you were not paying attention to me. I'm going to max out your credit card.
Oh
and I was
God.
Like, go off, sis.
Looking back on that, like, I'm like, ooh, her mom really did ditch her for her boyfriend. That's really fucked. And like, at back then you're like, oh mom, but yeah, no, I love that. Chanel is my favorite. I think like, I just liked her personality and I thought she was yes. the best dancer, but yeah, no, that scene.
I loved her
iconic.
Attitude too.
Yeah.
Like, just
yeah.
the way she held herself.
Yeah.
And they had the coolest outfits. It was just yeah. like, I think that was Disney Channel's first musical.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. 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 And that was like, so cool for girls. We were in like, I don't know, fourth grade when it came out or something.
I think it, yeah, I third, probably maybe? third or fourth. I think it came out in the summer before, oh my God, they're all coming back to me, the summer before fourth grade, which is a very okay. good time for me. I was nine. Yeah, I think so. It's, yeah, yeah. damn. Do you like That So Raven? Was that a show? I'm pretty sure you did like that.
Yeah.
One. Yeah,
was,
I remember that.
I mean, back then, you like, I watched all of the shows. It was
yeah.
just like what you did.
Yeah.
and I loved That So Raven. And like, looking yeah. back on it now, it was like, really funny and
yeah
really talented in her like comedy and in the way that she acted with it and everything.
I think she might be the most talented like actress they've ever had, in my opinion. She's mm-hmm. just so charismatic. Like She's so funny, yeah. And I think she, like, did a lot of improv-ing, like, on the show, and yeah.
And she was so young doing that. Like, yeah. It was really, really cool. But she had been on screen her whole life.
Yeah, she was on the Cosby Show. Mm-hmm. we're not going to go into that, but fuck him. But, yes. But, yeah, what... So, as we discussed, you're a fan... of Liz McGuire and of Hillary Duff. What does Hillary mean to you?
Like, Jana gave me a little list of questions she was going to ask. I've been thinking about them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a feeling you'd ask, like, why did you like Hillary Duff or what resonated with you about her? And I really don't know.
It's
impossible, like, I don't know, but you were obsessed.
I was
obsessed.
Yeah.
I also, like, you inspired me to be more obsessed.
I did. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Well, I guess I'm glad.
Jana's on a level and, like, I need to be on that level. And I was also just a very competitive child and I was like, I've got to like her too. But it was a thing, like, at school, like, you know, all the girls would talk about, like, oh my God, have you listened to Hillary's new album? Blah, blah, blah. Like, we all loved her. And so it was just like, you had to listen to her to be a part of that, and you wanted to listen to her to be a part of it. And
yeah,
I think she was like our Britney Spears in a way.
Hillary Duff was like maybe more age appropriate, but like,
right, yeah,
which is weird because like she had all these songs about love when she was like 14 or 15, maybe even younger.
Maybe she wasn't writing them.
I mean, I know she wasn't. It's just really weird. It's
strange.
I know she like had boyfriends and stuff, like, but it's like, I don't know how to, and then me as a 9-year-old singing these songs about love, like.
Yeah. I mean, I have distinct memories of listening to some of her songs and pretending I was going through a breakup with a boy who didn't exist. Why is that such a thing that we all did?
I think I've experienced so much like secondhand pain from breakups more than I have in real life from songs.
But Hillary was great. She just was someone who was just pretty and nice and kind, and you just, for me, like, you felt like you knew her but you didn't. You wanted to get to know her more. Lizzie McGuire was just a show that was about a girl who was a little bit older than us and like was just going through life. And I remember being so curious about what it was like to be a teenager.
Yeah.
And it was like this insight into it. And it allowed you to romanticize like what your life was going to be like when you were a teen, and you were going to have your friends over at your house all the time, like Miranda and Gordo. And like, you were going to be 3 of a calling and have a crush on Ethan Kraft. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just so fun. But
she really, I don't know. She was genuinely, like, seems like a very good person. I know I don't know her, and, you know, maybe I'll never meet her. More likely not, as much as I would like to. But she, I don't know, she just seems like a really nice person.
I can't believe you haven't.
I know. I hope it happens. She's so famous. It's kind of hard to meet her.
She had a bit of, like, she was more low-key, like, when she was on Younger. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people watched that.
Yeah.
But yeah, now she's blowing up from How I Met Your Father, which is great for her because, you know, sometimes it's hard to have a career it is hard to have a career as an aging woman at the old age of 34 or whatever she is.
Like, yeah.
Which is so young.
It is. It's kind of crazy. Oh, I was going to ask you this because I saw it. Did you see her like a cover for, I think it
was Women's Health?
Yeah. What say you? What do you think?
I think it's great. I think that she looks great. And it's just hard because like there's so many things to talk about here, right? Like, a woman like owning her body, right? Mm-hmm. And being like, I'm confident, I'm happy, let me put this out there, and and putting it on the internet is a complex thing.
Yeah, I agree. Women,
you know, but I loved it, and I'm happy she's getting a lot of good response. But a lot of the response has been comparing it to Britney's response.
I saw that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that is incredibly unfair.
Yeah.
For Brittany.
Yeah.
Because everyone in her comments is like, you're not well, you need mental help. Like, oh my gosh, this is inappropriate. Like, you shouldn't be doing this. And when Hillary is doing it where she did it like with a magazine and, you know, mm-hmm. with a photographer and a stylist and all these things, like everyone's praising her.
Yeah.
Why is there a double standard here?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because Brittany, I believe, is 40. And I don't know if it's that or because, like, she's perceived to have such a, like, up and down life, much more so than Hillary Duff. But, like, yeah, it's bullshit. Like, anyone should be able to do it at any age. And I think, the older you get, the more it's, like, seen as, like, I don't know.
Right?
Like, trying to grab attention, and I don't appreciate it. I think it's...
No, it's like... I wish that we could just do whatever we wanted and not have to worry about what everyone is going to say.
Yeah.
But I support her. I love watching her family on Instagram. Like, I feel like I'm a part of her family.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like she's gotten everything she's wanted and more.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. It is really cool. Yeah, I'm very happy for her. I mean, I love her. And it's really nice to meet other people who really love her, too, because she's amazing. Yeah. Is she – what other ones – I guess, like you said, Raven, but, like, are there any of the, like, good – like, big pop star type girls you liked? Or is that, like, no one compares? Because for me, no one compares.
I mean, no one compared in her scale of fame at the time.
Yeah.
Like, no one was giving us as much content as she was.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of, like, made her everyone's favorite in a way, and my favorite. I can't even think of others. I really liked Demi Lovato in, like, middle school and high school. I mean, I was a huge Jonas Brothers fan.
Yeah, I remember that. You met them, right?
Yeah, I met them, yeah.
What was that like? I am so curious.
That was pretty, like, streamlined, I would say.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, I met through them, like, I was a member of their fan club, and I got an email saying, like, okay, like, if you are going to a show this tour, like, put in your name for the show you want to do a meet and greet at. And so I was one of the people who got selected, and there were probably like 100 of us.
Were you, when you found out what was like?
Oh my gosh. I was like crying and like, oh, I didn't believe it. It was like the best day of my life. I loved the Jonas. Like, I was the level of fan you were for Hillary Duff was like, I was.
That's how you felt about them. Oh my God.
But it was like a cool experience. I mean, I got to go backstage and I met their parents and
oh my God.
Yeah. And but once I met them in the meet and greet room, it was just very quick, like probably maybe a minute.
Okay. What did you say to them? Oh my God, I'm so curious.
Oh my gosh. It was like there wasn't room to say anything.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
It was like, hi. You know, you'd say hi to one and then after the other, all three.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just remember hugging them and being like, I love you so much. And then me and my friends, I had two friends who also really liked them. And we made them like a DVD of us like talking in front of the camera, like, you know, saying whatever we wanted to say. I have no idea what I said. I don't want to know.
You do not want to watch that again.
I do not. Like, I don't have that footage. I hope they burn through it in the dumpster. Like, maybe one day I'll be able to, like, look for that. But I gave them that. And they're like, oh my God, is this for us? And I said, yeah. And I said, thank you so much. And then we took a picture and then it was over. The Jonas Brothers really taught me a lot about how to, like, wait for people after shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have done that and just met some, like, small indie artists after they.
God, that's really, I need to, like, learn how to do that because
all you do is just, like, find where the back door is. Sometimes they come to the front and you just have to wait hella long.
Okay, I'm willing to wait it out for people. Yeah. For Hillary Duff, I would.
Yeah. How many times? You've seen her a lot.
I've seen her 4 times.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm insane. Yeah, I am.
Which is crazy because she didn't go on that many tours.
I think I might have gone to every tour she's ever been on.
Yeah.
Which, because I don't know. I just, like, she was, like, the most important thing to me, and I really wanted to. And my dad went to 2 of them. Like,
he was very supportive.
He was. Yeah, my dad, he's a good guy. But, yeah, It was magical. Yeah. So you were, would you say you were more of a Disney person than a Nick person, or kind of both?
I think I was originally a Disney, and then when I got older, like, I gravitated more towards the Nick stuff, because I thought it was funnier, and I thought it was more, like, Disney didn't really grow up, you know?
Oh, that's a really good way of putting it. It did not, yeah.
So, like, I liked, in middle school, watching Ned's Declassified on Nick, and then... What else? Like, Drake and Josh felt more mature, you know? Mm-hmm. And Zoe 101 was much more mature.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas Disney, like, once Lizzie and Raven were over, it was just different. What was on then? Like, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, and Sweet Life, which, like, I liked Sweet Life, but it was always kind of corny to me. Mm-hmm. And, like, which all of these movies are corny, but, like, in a way that, like, I just stopped resonating with. Like, I watched it, but... I think by the time I got into high school, I was like, this is like nothing like my experiences are. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Is that kind of like when you stopped watching it?
I think so. I was obsessed with the Jonas Brothers. So I watched their show Jonas.
Oh, well, I was going to ask you, what's so your bad. Opinion? It's terrible. I'm sorry.
It was so bad. I never watched the second season.
Yeah.
And the first was so cringe, but I also liked Demi Lovato a lot. So I watched Sunny with a Chance, and Sunny with a Chance was funny.
I was just going to say it was actually good. Yeah. She's a really good actress. Like, I think that she's under, especially in that show, more so that show than Camp Rock, but yeah, no.
Yeah, and, like, the goofiness works in the show. Mm-hmm. Nick just had funnier shows. Like, the Amanda Show is so funny.
It is.
Like, love that show. Oh, I still will, like, quote it to this day, and people have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. I'm like, people don't know the Amanda Show? That's so crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, I can never date someone who's, like, significantly older or younger than me, because,
that's exactly how I feel. Yeah.
Yeah, I like SpongeBob references, and they're like, what?
I've said that before, is like, I have to have someone who understands. Like, me and my boyfriend are only 2 months apart, and that's a perfect, because we know exactly the same shit. It's great.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, Christy. So let's get to the movie. The movie we are discussing today, finally, is Double Teamed.
Yay.
So what does this movie mean to you? Have you seen it before? What is your take?
I have seen it before.
Yes.
Probably. Okay. I remember watching it when it premiered with my friends in second grade.
Yes.
Just turned 8 years old.
Oh my God. Happy birthday. Young Christy.
Yes. She's thriving.
Yeah.
It's
January. Oh, so this movie is 20 years old. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's January. I played basketball as a child, but I think I started in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this inspired me. I don't know. But I remember DCOMs when they premiered, it was like an event.
Yeah.
And if you made plans in whatever form, even if it was just you watching or you'd go to friends or whatever, watch with your siblings. So I remember like having a little sleepover at my friend's house and watching. And I loved it as a child. I thought it was so good, so fun. I wanted a twin after that.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
And I didn't really like make the connection that it was based on a true story at the time.
I don't know if I knew that either. Yeah. Which is cool. It's interesting. Some of these DCOMs have been based on true stories, and it's usually the sports ones. For a movie that's set in the 80s, it's actually not that sexist in my opinion. Because a lot of times you watch these movies in hindsight, you're like, oh, this is a lot more problematic than I remember. What was your opinion on that? Yeah.
I didn't think it was very problematic.
Yeah.
There was, like, I think the girls were portrayed, like, well for being girls in sports.
Yeah.
Like, I think because there wasn't really romance.
Yeah, they tried, but then which I'm like, please don't, and they didn't, so.
I was like, thank God.
Yeah, yeah. Not everything has to be like, because there was a cute boy, he was a star basketball player, and that was kind of it, which I'm like, not everything has to be romantic.
People in the movie were problematic, but that was like part of, like the dad was part of the character, and Nikki, you know, part of their character development.
Mm-hmm.
There was one moment, like in the last game, or no, second to last game, like, the coach of the opposing team is like a Black woman. It's like the only.
Oh my God. I was wondering if you would catch this.
Yeah. And, yeah. It didn't add to the plot at all. No. They made her like so angry and in the stereotype that like media often puts Black women in that is unfair.
Yeah.
And I was like, this was unnecessary and problematic.
It was. She's like yelling at the coach and like all this stuff.
She
and
gets what is it called?
The red card or whatever, yellow?
Red card, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it didn't add to the plot because it didn't give them like an advantage in the game. It was just unnecessary.
Yeah. It's, there was like certain things that were probably like, that was a lot because I was like, the only Black character? Okay. Like, is that really how you're going to do
it? The only one with lines because there were some on the team, but they didn't talk.
It's just like, okay, so they're a prop. Like, so the problem with, I guess, so this movie's about twins. Basically, it's set in the 80s. These girls are moving schools so that they can join the basketball team at another school, or sorry, the volleyball team, but they end up playing basketball. And Christy, you played basketball in high school.
I did, yeah.
What was that like?
It was fun. I mean, like, I think my own experience was unique. I quit after my sophomore year because it wasn't fun for me anymore. You know, sometimes I feel like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have, but it was the right thing for me to do at the time. So
yeah. Yeah. You got to put your, I don't know. That's the thing is like in high school, there's like a lot of pressure to be well-rounded if you want to get into college, which like, if I knew what I knew now, I would have done so much less in high school. But like, I don't know if that's like your experience, but like, I think you're the first person who's been on the podcast who went to high school with me. And I always say that high school was so hard. Our school was so challenging. I remember you being very successful academically. At least I saw you as that because I mean, I took the hard classes, but I was a bit of a slacker, but whatever, it's what's done is done. But yeah, so in this movie, basically, like, the sisters are kind of feuding. One of them is like, I kind of related to this. She's into fashion and theater, and she doesn't like sports that much, which I really didn't like sports, but I still had to do them. But like, yeah, and then like her dad, their dad's kind of a dick. Like, he makes them do a bunch of stuff because he wants them to get scholarships. And what did you think of him?
Oh my God, I couldn't stand him.
Yeah, he sucks.
I wrote some notes and I'm like, the dad. These are my notes. Why?
Yeah.
I remember his name. Why are you putting up a hoop in the yard when you're supposed to be finding a house?
Yeah, geez.
Like, okay, so he takes them to a school out of the district. And so he has 2 weeks to find a new home.
Yeah.
Like, that is unfathomable. Like, that is, and he has no pressure. He's putting no pressure on himself to do so in 2 weeks.
No.
And I mean, I think they wrote him to be a stereotypical dad. They even used the line the mom says, maybe it's not their dream, maybe it's yours.
The mom is always the voice of reason that gets taken advantage of.
The mom did all of the emotional labor in this
family. Yes, absolutely, yes.
And that was unfair. And like, he was really shitty to Heidi, who was the daughter who didn't want to do basketball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he made her join the team and she was forced to quit drama, which sucks because he forced them to go to a new school the Saturday evening before the school year starts.
Yeah.
Summer, it's the last weekend of summer and it's Saturday afternoon. You're about to have dinner with your family and your dad's like, oh, by the way, we're moving you to a new school on Monday.
Yeah.
And it's your first year of high school.
Yeah. That's so you're not going to know anyone. And like, people are like so mean to them because they're tall.
I looked up the women, Heather and Heidi Burge. Mm-hmm. And because I was curious if they had any like say in the making of this movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't really find it. Like, it's written by a man and it's produced by a man and it's directed by a man.
Yep.
But these, I only found like them talking about it on a podcast a few years ago. Like,
thank you. You did a lot of research. Thank you. Oh my God.
I just was, I'm curious. And this is my inner AP student coming out.
Oh my God.
And they said that the actors in the story portrayed them, they thought they portrayed them well. Mm-hmm. Like, Heidi did want to pursue other things and Heather did have a one-track mind.
Yeah.
But these girls were 6'5".
Oh my God.
Like, they set, in 1991, they set the Guinness World Record as the world's tallest twins. And they did say that they were, like, gawked at a lot growing up.
Okay, so that makes sense. Like, I guess because if you're 6'1" and you're a girl, like, you would be looked at differently. But 6'5" in high school when you're a girl, that would be extremely difficult.
Yeah, in the movie they say 6'1", but and maybe they grew more, like, after mm-hmm. that. But, like, 6'5" is so tall.
It is.
And I think that they, like, purposely overdid the gawking to, like, prove a yeah. point. Like, these girls are not normal.
Yeah, and, like, so... throughout the movie, they have kind of a contentious relationship because Heather, she's the more athletic one, and she always wants to be good. And then she kind of starts getting jealous of her sister once they get on the team because she's kind of good, too. And so it's, I guess, a lot of the dynamics in this movie has to do with, like, their, like, relationship. And also, like, they're, like, this is a rich school, and they're not rich. And so they have to work to be able to go to these, like, different tournaments. And, like, they have this really bitchy girl in the movie who, did you ever watch Gilmore Girls?
Yes, she's also the mean girl.
I know! She is. And, like, the mean girl has, like, a reason for being mean. Her dad's never around, which is kind of like a London Tipton kind of, like, storyline. Like, yeah, essentially in the movie, they go through these trials and tribulations. They finally kind of win a tournament. And, like, at the very end, okay, what did you think of this part? I think you know what I'm going to say. The coach... it's like, you know, really you guys could play college basketball, but you know, they're going to have a league for women.
Yeah. Well, that scene, the ending scene. So basically the end of the movie cuts from their final freshman year, first year of high school game to them becoming WNBA stars.
Yes.
And it's the cheesiest scene because yeah. they're like, they both walk into the arena and it's empty. But yeah. they're trying to make it seem like it's not.
They're trying to make it seem like this crowd.
And there's like, it's just so low budget and there's yeah. fireworks and there's a bunch of shadows and yeah. like they're in the dark, but there's only spotlights on them and it's just cringe.
Yeah.
And they're playing each other. They're on opposite teams.
So I thought this was interesting. They are on the Sparks, which is like the WNBA team for the Lakers, and they're on the Monarchs, which is Sacramento Kings
hometown
team that used to exist.
They actually played for those teams.
Oh, this was not made up? Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, but they never played against each other in the WNBA.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, and the coach, when he was like, there's going to be a women's league, like, it was... It was true. Like, it was founded in 1996, the WNBA.
I did not know it was that late. So I was already alive by the time, which is like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's unfortunate that it took that long. What did you think of the movie overall? What's your opinion?
I think that, like, for its audience, children, it's great.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the messages are cool to, like, work as a team, right? And not let your ego get in the way of your own success and your sister's success or your teammates. To tell your dad that he's a dick.
Yeah. Hell yeah. But yeah, what, so moving on to the fashion, they had some 80s fashion, but what is your relationship with fashion? What do you think of it? Cause you're very fashionable. I wish that the listeners could see your very cute floral puppy sleeve top. Is it a romper or is it like a jumpsuit?
It's a dress. It's okay, like a kindergarten teacher dress.
But you do not, you work it. Like I.
Oh, I don't mean that as an insult.
Like, no, that's actually a very good aesthetic. It slaps.
My relationship with fashion, like I love clothes.
Yeah.
And I love how they are just something that you can create. Like I consider myself creative and artistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also love being unique. Like, yeah. Almost to a fault.
Really? You always had really cute fashion. Like you always stood out, I thought.
Thank you. But yeah, I feel like I know who I am. I have a strong sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about myself. And I think that the way I dress is how I kind of project that out to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say that also, like when people compliment my outfits, it's always women.
Same here. And yeah.
When a man, if I'm out in public, especially if I'm out like in a setting where people are going out that are single and going out to like flirt, like at a bar or whatever, men will like insult my outfits and as like a way to flirt with me. And I'm like
a nagging type of bullshit.
Yeah. Like, oh, like, cool kindergartner dress, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, I don't respond to flirting in the form of insulting me. Maybe some people do, but like, that really at its root, I think, is them projecting their jealousy.
I think it's total resentment. Yeah.
And they can't.
Yeah, they can never imagine being as brave as you when, like, it probably doesn't even feel like bravery to you. It's just self-expression that they're not allowed to have, or at least according to them,
I agree.
Yeah, it's sad, and, like, yeah, I think it's unfortunate that, like, a lot of straight men feel like they can't go out of the box even if they want to. Yeah, or it like says something about their sexuality, and there's nothing worse than like someone assuming something about your sexuality to some people, and it's it upsets me.
It upsets me too. I wish it were different, because if it were better for them, it would be better for everyone, because it's like, if you're saying that, oh, I don't want to be perceived as gay, it's like, well, it would be great if being gay wasn't perceived as something negative.
Yeah,
something that people were like physically harmed for.
I'm excited, I guess. Like, I don't know if you, I'm sure you feel this way, like, I think when we were in high school, like, there's a big shift in like the way people saw gay people. I think, like, I remember I like thought like some very prejudiced stuff when I was a freshman in high school, and then by the time I was a senior, I think that's that, I mean, gay marriage wasn't passed when we were in high school, but it was still, like, on its way. And I remember if someone said something anti-gay by the time I was senior, you're like, you're such a dick. Like, then you would be seen as something wrong with you. So, I don't know. Did you notice that so much, I guess? Like, the movements that happened while we were in high school?
I did. You know, you asked earlier if I liked growing up in that town. And I said I didn't, like, it didn't matter to me that much. But I did not like growing up in such a conservative area. And I did not like that because I was influenced to think that way without really like consenting to or knowing what it meant. And so I'm like, by the time I was like an older teen in high school and then eventually in college, I was able to see like, no, this isn't this isn't it. So I did notice that more in senior year, like people being more accepting, but like I would still say that there was a lot of bigotry, and I don't think that it was a safe space.
I don't know. I'm very grateful that things seem to be so different for kids these days, and like I'm sure they'll continue to improve, but yeah, it's bullshit. And I'm against it, and this podcast is against it, so fuck that. But okay, so would you say that you like 80s fashion?
Do I like 80s fashion?
Yeah, what's your
I do, yeah. Like, I loved watching, like, John Hughes movies as a teen.
Oh, I did not know. That's really cool.
Yeah, and so I loved the fashion in those. I thought they did a pretty good job with the clothes, like, considering they probably had a low budget. And the fashion was cool in the beginning of the movie, and then once it became all about basketball, there really wasn't much more of it.
Like, they might as well have been in modern day, like, there wasn't. I think, because they had a lot of stuff like belted, like, sweaters, and like the wide sleeve kind of like flash dance off the shoulder sweatshirts, and like their hair was big. I mean, it could have been bigger, but that's just me. But it was. And I think the fashionable sister, Heidi, like, she had a lot of cute, like, they had big earrings and, like, necklaces, chunky stuff. Like, this is very random. I remember you being pretty into the spirit days at our high school.
I was. Like, my, like, latter 2 years of high school.
Yeah, I remember
that. I loved, they were so fun.
They were. And
we have a picture of
us. I was literally about to say that. We have a picture of Christy's wearing a Britney Spears shirt. And I think I'm just wearing a randomly bright outfit. I think that was, like, the last day of high school, I remember. It was. Like, yeah, that like
was 90s day.
God. Wait, how did you – I see this – it's very – it's a treat to be able to have someone who went to high school with me, because that was a very specific time in my life on this podcast. But
you like, had cute clothes.
Thank you. Okay.
You did. And you, like – you, like, mismatched patterns in a really cool way, I thought. Thank you. Thanks. And colors. And – you wore things that weren't like some that the average person wouldn't think to put together. Thank you. I like to do that now, but in high school, I was way too afraid. So props to you for expressing yourself authentically in that way.
I tried. I think it was like a really, rebellion isn't the right word, but it was kind of like, because like school was so hard, I was like, I want to have fun in some sector of my life and this is how I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of my life in my childhood, I was like not actively encouraged to be girly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had kind of like more of a masculine energy in my home growing up, and I was like really into sports, and also like once you become a teenager, like you were definitely pressured to be like a cool girl who who cared about what boys thought more than what you thought about yourself.
Like, so I feel like our high school experience was like the epitome of pick me girl. Like, you really
you are pick me. Yeah. And so now I love being girly because it's like I am living like openly and authentically, like in a way to like pay homage to all of those younger versions of me that couldn't.
Yeah.
Because like they were afraid and wanted to be cool, or like didn't have access to it, or like were encouraged not to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely feel like it wasn't cool to be girly or to be like, it was cool to be fashionable, but only what was trendy
within a very small box of like, I'm sad that it was that way, but I also like, I feel like I like worked even harder to be girly. I also felt like boys back then, and maybe this is the way boys are in high school, like didn't like girly girls. They wanted a girl who was kind of like easy to talk to, and therefore kind of, and there's nothing wrong with being masculine as a girl. Like, I absolutely don't believe that. But like, I didn't feel like boys, I don't know if they were intimidated by me or whatever, but like, I feel like girliness was not something guys went after at that time. I hope that kids these days feel like they could be more themselves, because I didn't feel that way. So yeah. Oh, what a time.
I hope so too. Well, you're yourself now. And
I am.
I said this before we recorded, but like, I love watching you pursue all of your hobbies, this podcast and your lookbooks.
Oh my God.
It's like something that isn't encouraged for us to do. Like, hobbies are so important. And not everything you have to do, you don't have to be a perfectionist. You don't have to be successful or like the best, or you just can do it because it makes you happy, or like allows you to have a conversation with someone you haven't spoken to in years. Like,
yeah, I know. Jesus Christ. That's right. Yes.
So thank you for being that example for me. And
God, thank you so much, Christy. You're so nice. Yeah. This podcast has really, like, maybe this is getting a little meta, but like, yeah, it's really allowed me to connect with people that I don't think, like, maybe be friends with people I don't think I would have been close with. And I'm very, very grateful for it. Yeah, it's cool. And like, also it's like nostalgic, and I love nostalgia. So characters you liked, you were talking about, what was
Galen? Name. I was like,
wait, so that's the hot guy's name?
Galen Alderman. Like, he reminded me of Spalding from the Amanda Show. Like, that mysterious.
Wait, is that the, the guy, wait, Spalding.
Oh, no, I'm Sternum. Sorry, not Spalding.
Wait, was Sternum the guy, Tata, what's his name? The guy who was on SNL?
No, that's Spalding. Oh, okay. Sternum is the guy who was like, they'd be like, Sternum, is anything wrong? And he'd be like, is anything right? Like,
oh my God, I remember.
Flying cliches to everything. Like, I liked him.
The scene, what did you think of the scene when he was like kind of like guiding them and telling them how to play?
I thought that he actually didn't, in a way that wasn't to me like mansplaining. Mm-hmm. Like, he legitimately was like player to player. And he didn't even, he said like, I have some pointers for you if you want to hear them.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you need to do this and you need to, like, I thought that he did a pretty good job. But it was such a cute scene when he was like putting his arms on their shoulders to like lead them to where they needed to be on the court. God, and they were all like, oh my God, the popular senior boy is like putting his hands on my shoulders. Like, they were freshmen.
I didn't realize that there was like this big, that is a big deal. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess because they like didn't really look their age, the actresses didn't. I didn't realize that. But like, yeah, he was like, and there's this one part where she's like, wait, where am I supposed to go again? Like, I forgot. And so she keeps making him like move her.
It's cute.
Yeah, it is really
cute. I thought it was cute.
Didn't you say there was, like, another girl character that you said you liked?
The theater drama girl.
She was cool. She wore a lot of berets.
The berets, yes. Yeah. At one point, she had, like, ribbon in her braid. Yeah. And she was so nice, and it was so refreshing. And so it was so sad to see it taken away from her when her dad was like, nope, you gotta play basketball.
Yeah, she was excited to join theater, mm-hmm. and, like, she was gonna play the Tin Man, Wizard of Oz, and then he's like, no!
And her and Zoe were, like, on the phone giggling, like, the first day of school. I was like, that's so sweet.
That was a really cute friendship. But, yeah, so how many stars would you give this movie out of five? Or, yeah.
Out of five?
Yeah.
I don't like rating things.
Okay, you don't have to. You don't have to.
But, I mean, like, as a kid, I would have given it 5 out of 5.
Yeah, hell yeah.
As an adult, I mean, like, to what standard am I holding it to? Like,
I always, like, say to people, to DCOM standards, not to real life standards.
Yeah. I mean, I thought this, like, was a pretty good DCOM because it didn't have unnecessary romance.
Yeah.
Like, the misogyny was minimal and, like, it did have character development.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd give it, like, a 4, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I'd give this one a 4.5 out of 5. I liked it a lot.
I would give it 4.5 as well. Yeah. I mean, I give everything a 5 out of 5 because I'm like, nothing matters.
I agree everything so is hard. Yes. I think it's all, like,
why subjective. Would you go on Yelp and not give something 5 out of 5? Like, who cares? Yeah. I like to go back to what you said where you're like, there wasn't a lot of boys compared to girls here. Like, mm-hmm. which was nice, but also, like, this is 1985. It must have been really hard. It's still hard to be a girl in sports.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't talk about it at all, really, which I thought was interesting.
They didn't. Like, at the end, like we said before, like, they said there's going to be a women's league, but they didn't, like, make a huge deal out of it. Like, they did say, like, oh, we want you to, like, play in college, and, like, it didn't seem... There was none of, like, well, girls don't play sports kind of commentary, which was cool. But, yeah, they didn't have a lot of that sexism that would have existed very, like, obviously in the 80s. So, yeah.
Oh, you know what I just realized? Hmm. We were talking about why there wasn't discussion of gender. It's because this was written by men.
Oh, see, they can't handle it. Yeah.
They probably just, like, didn't know how to tackle that or anything.
Yeah. So... If, like, you kind of, like, collected, like, your favorite DCOMs overall, would this be in, like, your handful of them? Or, like, is this, like, what would you say?
This would probably be in, like, my top 10 or 15.
Oh, ooh, you have 15.
I don't know. Like, it wouldn't be my top 5. I don't have a ranking, but.
Yeah.
I didn't watch a lot of the later ones, so it's a small list of the ones I've seen.
Right? Well, so what, do you remember, like, the last big one you saw? Or, like, I mean, like...
Oh, yeah, I remember.
What was it? Ooh, I'm curious.
It was Lemonade Mouth, because I watched it in high school, and that was when I didn't really watch them often, and I just, I watched it, and I really liked it.
Like, Lemonade Mouth is, I must admit, I did not get that far, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't know what, like, I really liked it. I was like, oh, this is cute. Like, it was cheesy as hell, but
yeah, of course. Yeah.
I thought it was a cute one. Yeah, that's the last one I remember.
Oh, okay.
Really watching.
Yeah. So I guess now wrapping up, is there any social medias, platforms you want people to follow you on?
No.
I appreciate that.
I don't care.
What's your relationship with social media?
I love posting to, like, my Instagram stories, like, random shit.
Yeah, I always like yours.
Thank you. Like, yeah. I don't have a huge relationship with it. I like TikTok a lot. I'm on TikTok. Sometimes I post videos to there just for
fun. Which TikTok handle?
Too Hot to Trot. That's my name on Instagram. My handle is Christy Core.
Love it. So if you guys want to follow me on Instagram or YouTube, it's Jana of the 90s. Individually for this podcast, it's Decomp Divas on Instagram and TikTok, and decompdivaspod@gmail.com if you want to request any movies. Christy, do you have any messages, and this could be as dumb or as meaningful as you want, that you want to send out to the world, or at least the people listening?
Yes. If you are in high school and you feel pressure to play basketball or whatever sport it is, to make it to college, like explore other things, because yeah, it's worth it. It helps you learn about yourself. It helps you meet new people. It helps you like learn new perspectives. And then if you didn't in high school and now you're an adult and you're like, I don't know who I am because I only ever did one thing, like it's never too late to start a hobby and pursue it. And yeah, that's my little message in relation to this movie, because it made me sad that Heidi didn't get to do her drama.
I also like don't like that in the end her dad's like, sorry, I didn't let you do the play, and she's like, that's okay, and like that's right. Kind of
no, yeah, hold him. He didn't change his behavior. I wrote that down. He was like, I should have done this, I should have done that. But it's like, okay, well, what are you going to do in the future, Dad?
Yeah, yeah. They don't hold these men accountable enough for...
Yeah, but that's my little message. And yeah, thank you for having me. You've had a great time.
Thank you so much for being on. I'm so glad you wanted to do it. And everyone, thanks for listening. And join us next time when we watch a Disney Channel movie. Bye! Bye.